Hey, it's Coach Cliff with Northern Lights Swim Club, and this is your daily swimcast for March 6th, 2024. So yesterday we did a lot of work on our dolphin kick in an effort to help improve our somersaults going into our flip turns for our freestyle and backstroke turns. And we have been focusing trying to use our last stroke as a propulsive stroke into the wall to make headway into the wall, and then to use our core to initiate that somersault rather than using our hand just as a weight and throwing it down into the water to help be the impetus for our somersault. So we're using our core. And so we spent a lot of time yesterday tapping into our core, doing a lot of dolphin kick. We did some bucket kicking with dolphin kick, and we did lots of fin kicking with dolphin kick in an effort to increase the surface area of our feet and thereby work our abs a little bit more. Today, we're going to do a little bit more of dolphin kick off the wall, but we're going to be doing short bursts of dolphin kicking. Think like to the middle of the pool, or maybe 7 super fast dolphin kicks, something along those lines. We're not going to be going for distance so much as we are for maximum tempo and a certain number of kicks off the wall. And I think we're going to be shooting for 7 dolphin kicks off the wall today with fins on and super fast bursts. So take a look at that. That's going to be a majority of our speed work today. Now, the Alaska Swimming State Championship, formerly known as Junior Olympics, JOs, is 7 weeks from tomorrow, actually. And that's our biggest state championship, our most renowned and well-respected state championship. And we want to make sure that we're really ready for that. So in preparation for that, we need to make sure that our aerobic base is firmly in place. And what we're going to do is spend some time today doing some aerobic backstroke. It's good for our upper back and good for our shoulders. And generally speaking, it helps balance us out. If you've ever taken a look at most swimmers, they tend to be kind of lurchy, kind of shoulders forward. And that's because most of what we do is in front of us, freestyle, backstroke, butterfly. It helps develop our front, but our backstroke is going to help balance us out. And so look for a nice 1,000 to 1,500 meter set today for our backstroke aerobic work. It is springtime. And so when spring is in the air in Alaska, we kind of lose our minds a little bit and we really feel like we got to get out there and use whatever daylight we have to our advantage. And I'm down with that. I feel the same way. That said, let's make sure that as we're headed into the end of this season, at the end of April, that we are taking care of ourselves. So I want to make sure that you guys are not out there doing things that are going to be physically self-destructive. So make sure that if you're involved in another sport, whether it be skiing or track that's just starting up, that you're making sure that you're not overdoing it to start with. We don't start off our swim season hitting it with maximum yardage. And I want you to think about making sure that you are starting off maybe your track season with an appropriate level of focus on making sure that you're prepared and that your joints and connective tissue is not being, they're not being assaulted too quickly, too fast at the beginning of this track season. So make sure that you're taking care of yourself. If you do find yourself with an injury, you want to make sure that you are addressing it right away. Don't try to fix an injury by stretching it more or anything like that. If you've got some serious inflammation, you need to get some ice on that, get it rested and elevated, and if need be, see a physical therapist. So make sure that you are taking care of yourself in this part of our championship season, and I will see you at the pool. Thanks for staying all the way to the end of the swimcast. Please click like and then subscribe. I'll see you at the pool.